GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Listeners will recall that opponents of CMP parent company Avangrid's plan to extend or expand power lines from Quebec through Western Maine to Massachusetts, billion-dollar project, had gathered the necessary signatures, and they cheered the fact that they did it during a pandemic. And the Secretary of State certified ample signatures, even though supporters of the project said, we want to review those. Well, the wording, the initial wording is out and now opens a 30-day window where people can send comments to the Secretary of State's office and say, I think it's a good wording. I think it's a poor wording. I think it's too complicated. You can't understand it. This is the wording so far that they've started with for what will appear on the ballot to ask if you favor or oppose the New England Clean Energy Connect project. Quote, again, this is the initial. It's subject to change. Do you want to ban the construction of high-impact electric transmission lines in the Upper Kennebec region and to regulate the legislature to vote on other such projects in Maine retroactive to 2014 with a two-thirds vote required if a project uses public lands? And I got to think that that's actually, for as complicated a story as it is, I wonder if that's right. Do you want to ban the construction of high-impact electric transmission lines in the Upper Kennebec region? Let's stop right there. Anyone unfamiliar with the story will see that line and say, well, I'm in Wallagrass. Why do I have to vote on this? And even if they say, well, CMP, I know it's CMP. I'm Maine Public Service. They still call it Maine Public Service up there. I'm still they still call it Emera up there. Well, I'm Versant Power now. Why do I care about this Upper Kennebec region? And to require the legislature to vote on other such projects in Maine retroactive to 2014. Boy, that one kind of sticks out to you. You want me to approve something and give someone the power to kill a project that dates all the way back 6 plus 7 years? With a two-thirds vote required if a project uses public lands. And does it have to be all three? It's got to be in the Upper Kennebec region. It's got to be 2014 to today, and it's got to use public lands. That's pretty specific. That's very specific.
And too long.
I wonder how long has the longest of our ballot questions been?
Yeah, to me, it's like one that's, that when you vote yes, you vote no, and when you vote no, you vote yes. Do you want to ban?
Well, do you want to ban? So that seems like, okay, do you want to ban? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yes means kill it, no means let it live.
The construction, okay, of a high impact electric transmission lines.
Oh, so it's not a high impact, it's
of
all. Yeah, yeah.
It's plural.
Any lines.
In the Upper Kennebec region.
Yeah. Just there.
And then to require,
you put the then in there. Yeah. Don't make it any longer than it already is.
And to require the legislature to vote on
other such projects
in Maine retroactive to 2014.
I'm not Peter Parker, but that one gets my spidey senses tingling.
Yeah,
retroactive to 2014.
Voting backwards here.
Yeah.
With a two-thirds vote required.
If
a project uses public lands. Now, you've correctly said this. It's just the opening shot. Now, I think we should get somebody from, I could go from RNO or from University of Southern Maine or some buddy else to rewrite this thing. So referendum should be understood by the average person.
Who's average?
The average person going into the ballot box. If I vote yes, what do I do? If I vote no, what do I do? The wording for this, now I'm going to put the word controversial.
I think that's adequate. Apt, if you will.
Question. which is being pushed by the opponents of CMP's transmission project, is up for review. So the Secretary of State gets the public comment on the wording. Now, I think we've just done that.
Mm-hmm.
This is a citizens initiative question.
In the news release that came from the Secretary of State's office yesterday that let everyone know that the office is now accepting public comment, and you got to get your public comments in either in snail mail or you can get it online, I suppose, until, Thursday, May 13th. Close of business. Okay. State law requires, this is written in the news release, state requires Secretary Bellows to present the proposed legislation, in quotes here, concisely and intelligibly. Maybe that's intelligible if you're aware of the ins and outs. I don't know if you can call that concisely. I mean, compared to War and Peace, it's concise.
Well, what her predecessors have done, which would be one guy, Matt Dunlap, usually had a committee going at this, and I'm sure Shinna's probably doing the same thing. They took all the ideas and had a committee meeting and tried to get some people who understand these things and get some English professors in there.
Yeah.
And then they came up with a finalized report. Here's what we ought to say.
Recalling what Matt Dunlap told us on this program about that very point, and I'm glad you said that, there was an English professor among the throng gathered. And I also recall former Secretary of State Matt Dunlap, maybe Bill Diamond did the same thing, I don't know. There was also some political diversity within the committee.
Yeah, I would think that that would be a must.
Okay.
Considering the project is already underway, this is going to come up November 2, right?
Well,
maybe.
I think they're going to let it go through before they then take it to the courts to find out if it's constitutional to be able to
overturn
retroactively.
Well, and overturn something a government agency's already done.
Right. Henry, and one of our pen pals, is listening to the conversation. God bless you, Henry.
You've got mail.
I think you're the only one listening right now. And then writes in to us in the MTG, check that into the McLaughlin Seafood inbox at WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. That sentence could not have been constructed by someone who wanted it understood. What an abomination. As the old saying goes, quote, 10 pounds of blank in a 5-pound bag and you can fill in the blank. Henry, thank you. 1-800-966-1039. And I'll check for text messages in the aforementioned MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. What do you make of the initial wording of this statewide ballot question? This person writes to us, simple question. Do you support or oppose the project? Duh.
Well, that's what we would like to see, but unfortunately, that's not going to happen. I've never seen one say yes or no. Well, maybe we have had. It has to have certain things in there in order for it to pass muster. And you have to tell them what it is you're voting on.
This person says, I love this, quote, do you want this project or not, bub?
Yeah.
That's what they should. That's they think that's the way this question should be worded instead of these three lines, which takes you approximately 15 seconds to read.
State law will come in here and it has to be concise. It has to be intelligent.
Intelligible.
Intelligible.
No, it has to be presented according to the rules, concisely and intelligibly. And this person writes to us, concisely and intelligibly. RCV.
Well, let's not go too far astray here. All comments are reviewed. They then have a brain session afterwards, for lack of any other description. All these things are going to come in, and I'm assuming that Shinna Bellows is going to have a group four or five people, and they're going to try to sift through all of this and come up with something that they can. And by the way, there is a deadline because they have to get the ballots printed, right? So sooner or later.
I mentioned May, I believe May 13th was the date mentioned just a moment ago. That's the date. I'll confirm that here in just a second with a quick. Yes, you Thursday, May 13th, close of business 2021. All comments will be reviewed and considered before the ballot question is finalized. Among other text messages to us, this person: I went to Hampden Academy. I graduated in 2018. Why can't they just make it exactly what the guy said? Do you want this or not? Click here for yes. Click here for no.
Click here for government regulation.
They can't be using all these big words for people like me. You know, you talk about Jim Crow laws. All right. By the way, I heard a primer on the original Jim Crow laws yesterday. And those that say the current thing going on in Georgia is Jim Crow, you're not even close. 1-800-966-1039.
No, actually, Jim Crow laws had nothing. Yeah, I could give you a little episode on that one, too. Comments can be hand-delivered to the Secretary of State if you wish to do it that way.
Yes, and snail mail also. Good luck licking that stamp. How can they change the rules after it's been all approved? They want to go through the proper channels and the proper steps to get this approved. They did this. This person is intimating that as they've watched, Avangrid has gone through all of the processes. They've gotten all of the green lights, maybe a couple of stumbles along the way, but hurdle after hurdle being put up by opponents. And now this is what some call the latest.
Well, the court's going to have an input into this before we're done.
I don't know. We haven't heard from Justice Murphy yet. Justice Michaela Murphy, and the last two words of the proposed wording here, public lands. And you heard last week our discussion, and boy, didn't that carry on social media, of the 36 or so acres of public lands through which a line some already goes. And this would also go through this line. Granted, they're going to be taller, but they're not going to be those iron monsters that some environmentalists said would be there. But does this, and what's the term? What was the term, the two-word term that I know a listener is going to text it to us in just a moment? Substantially alter. Does this project substantially alter the 36 or so acres of public lands? Because environmentalists are hanging a lot on there. I'm sure there's a four-syllable word for dirt and water. It's mud.
Well, this is one of the battles being waged by the opponents of the New England Clean Energy Connect transmission line. There are some legal hurdles to go. There's a referendum to go. There's the overriding issue of can a public initiative override a government agency decision that's already been made. This gets to be fun, isn't it, Rick?
Again, you have a different version of a definition of fun than I do. This listener gets the last word with this text message to us in the MTG text line. I wouldn't sign the petition because I knew it would turn out just like this. I just didn't know how awful it would be. Disgusting.
GHRT Rewinds. Brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.